from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. In Oakland, participants in a national workshop on homelessness are learning about a prevention model called rapid rehousing. KQED's Rachel Dornhelm reports on how it's being used in Alameda County.
Keturah Carlisle landed in a San Leandro shelter over a year ago.
You're kind of like in a daze. Oh my God, I literally don't have anywhere to go.
She was one of the first in Alameda County to benefit from federal stimulus money for rapid rehousing. That means she was quickly placed in a market-rate apartment. Every month, her finances are evaluated to see how much she can pay towards rent and how much subsidy she'll get from the government.
And so that still gives you the desire and the zeal to be like, you know what, I can do this.
Rapid rehousing has proven successful in other parts of the country. Liz Varela says $12 million in homelessness prevention stimulus funds helped jumpstart the program here.
We had no idea what the need was going to be, and it was overwhelming.
She says her organization alone has resettled 90 families in the past 14 months. I'm Rachel Dornhelm, KQED News.
San Francisco has plenty of work ahead to prepare for the America's Cup. According to the Chronicle, the to-do list released yesterday includes fixing up 8 piers, dredging channels, building large video screens, and raising more than $250 million from sponsors. 4 challengers have signed up for the America's Cup in 2013, including 2 teams from France. Also in sports, the Warriors beat Denver 116-114. The Kings lost to the Dallas Mavericks 102-100. In hockey, the San Jose Sharks beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from the Hickey Freeman Retail Group, providing luxury apparel of distinction for men celebrating 111 years, now on Market Street.